in Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
The crazy part is I don't take anything. I'm off all my meds.
Maybe that's the issue.
What's not shocking to me is all the negative comments I receive. Like just today. I hope you rot in hell. I hope someone castrates you.
Okay.
You've had this happen with a lot of people that have worked for you. Not only quit you, but just quit life. Quit.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles stars Josh Flagg and Bobby Boyd. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're texting. I guess, do you want us to go to break already, Josh, or do you want to join us?
I'm just trying to upload an image you sent me.
Okay. Oh, wow. You're not going to.
There's
we don't,
no cell there's signal no, here.
Yeah, there's no signal here.
Good luck. For me.
Good to see you, Bobby.
Good to see you, too.
We tried to get you here several times, and I think, I know there was one time where you had to show a listing in Malibu.
Yes.
So you couldn't, there was a conflict. Another time I think you and Josh were probably fighting, but that happens. But okay. So for those of you that don't know, Bobby is Josh's husband. You guys have been married since September of 2017, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Good job.
And then how long did you know each other before you got married?
We dated 2 years before that.
Okay. So 2 years.
Yeah. We did 2 years, but we knew each other off and on for quite a while before then.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, we met like when we were 21.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. You had such a long history. Okay, so you meet when you're 21 and you know each other and you see each other around. So are you from Los Angeles, Bobby?
No, I'm from a small town called Pacifica. It's up north.
Okay. And then when do you, like, how does this work out? So when do you ask him out?
Does we matched on Tinder, then we started talking a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And then what?
Nothing.
And okay. We went, then I saw him. Wait, am I getting the facts right? Or am I missing something?
You started flirting with me when I was selling that house in Malibu in the summer.
Right.
And then it progressed. Then we actually matched on Tinder like probably 5 months later. I'm like, oh, he's single. So we started talking.
Oh, because at the time he was probably with
not single.
Right.
Yes.
With the previous. And you were with your previous guy for how long?
Like 7 years.
But you weren't married?
No.
No. Okay.
And then we saw each other in a club after Tinder?
No, it was before because I was doing my friend's 30th birthday party. And so I bought a table at this nightclub and, you know, I walk in and getting the table ready. And here comes like Josh, like the only guy that can pull off. It was hot, like outside, a form fitting white and black striped Saint Laurent turtleneck. And I'm like, what is this dude doing? But, you know, I find it charming. I'm like, only he can pull that off. So I just said, hi, handsome. And that's what Josh always says is like, as soon as you called me handsome, I was into it.
But then we saw each other on Tinder, right?
Yeah, that was in November. And then we matched on Tinder in December.
What was the first date?
We went to Dantana's and he was at home and he was on the phone with his mother. And he said, I'll be home right away. This is going to be a horrible date. And
wait, you said that in front of him?
No, I said it to my mom.
Oh, okay.
Not because he's a horrible guy, but I knew him as a playboy. So I'm like, this is going to suck.
I wasn't a playboy.
But you went anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, slow season. It was Christmas was in a few days. I was like, why not?
Okay. So
playboy
you went.
Sounds a little better.
You had very low expectations.
I did because I didn't think he would give me, you know, his attention kind of thing. I thought it would just be.
And has he since then?
Well, the first date was magical.
Yes. Okay. So you guys, did you have sex on the first date?
Obviously.
Okay.
It wasn't, after Dantana's?
It wasn't planned, but we did.
We fucked at Dantana's.
Whoa.
No.
No, we didn't.
Absolutely.
We fucked right after.
Okay, good.
No, we didn't. Not right after.
What, you waited, an hour or?
Seven. It was a long night.
Oh, it was a long
date. My mom thought I was dead in a gutter somewhere. She had no idea. She's like, what? I called her the next morning at like 7 a.m.
And your poor dog was probably, you know, hadn't been seen.
They were pissed. Both of them were pissed.
A human for 24 hours.
So you had a great time. You connected. Yes. And then the next date did the next date come quickly? Or was it a week? Did a week go by? 2 weeks go by? Do you remember?
Well, the truth is he jetted off the next day to Maui.
Okay.
With the family.
Okay. And then how long was he gone?
Like 3.5 weeks. And every day he would text me.
Aw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then get upset if I wouldn't text back right away. I'm like, I'm working. You're on an island.
It always amazes me how you're able to take all these long trips.
Why not?
With your business.
Why can't I?
I guess you don't show the houses yourself, obviously. Because
I show them when I'm in town, but I say to all my clients all the time, look, you're entitled to travel. Why am I not? I can take a couple of times. I can take a month in the summertime to go off and a month in the Christmas time. And the other 10 months of the year, I'm working my ass off.
Well,
and nobody puts their houses on the market at Christmas anyway.
Right. Okay. What I've noticed about you is I think you're very strong. I think you're a strong selling broker because you have such roots here in Beverly Hills, and you tend to know about these listings before they come on the market. I think people whisper in your ear all the time, like, hey, I'm thinking about listing. And then I feel like you get in there before it even is listed.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Well, what do you mean before?
Pocket listings.
But I mean, a broker will tell me about it and then I'll come in with a buyer. Or the other day, Bobby gave us a great lease. A friend of his family was selling a house for $14 million. We went in and we represented the buyer and the seller on it. And close it off market, or it'll close soon.
When is the next vacation, since the holidays are coming and you're entitled to a vacation?
Right, exactly. Entitled. I've been entitled my whole life. Christmas.
Where are you going?
Maui.
Nice. For a week?
Classic.
You look surprised, Bobby. Do you know this?
No. Well, yes, I do know about Maui. The dates are a little different. I think he goes on the 26th and I go on the 30th.
Oh, so you guys go at different times?
Because he likes to be there for 3 weeks. And right. I like to enjoy our home life, like when it's the holidays, and you know, I spend like a week decorating for Christmas.
Yes.
So I want to, you know, enjoy it, and then I'll go meet up with them before New Year's.
It's interesting because you guys do lead very independent lives. I mean, you have a life together, but you also have, you know, you have your separate businesses, and you have separate friends, and you have also friends you share. But that's what I've noticed. I mean, you obviously have to be very secure in your relationship to have that sort of leeway.
Yeah, life is short. I don't think you should limit yourself.
What would you say, Bobby, is your, and you too, Josh, what would you say your love language is?
Oh, mine's acts of service.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you bring me coffee in the morning, you know, I'll give you a blowjob for life.
That's a long blowjob.
I'll be right back.
go back to Tartine really quick.
What about you?
I don't know the phrasing of it, I can't remember, but I telling me that you're,
like,
you know,
words of affirmation. Same.
So words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, receiving gifts.
Oh, and physical
gifts.
Touch. Those, I don't care about gifts. Physical touch.
I don't care about gifts either.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Especially if you can't return them. Physical touch and words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah.
And then if you were, so are you strictly acts of service?
Yeah, because it means something. I don't know. It does something. Like if somebody, like Heather Altman the other day, she came over and she knows I love the holidays. And she bought me these Halloween-themed martini glasses with like a little thing to make like on my YouTube show. And then she wrote in the card, make a martini bobaloo, which is like what my mom used to always call me. That, like, I was getting like the gay cry. I was like, oh, this is so sweet. So that kind of stuff, I guess it could be a gift, but to me it was like an act of service.
I've never heard about that. Did you know about the gay cry?
No.
Oh, it is like the Oprah cry, but just gayer.
I didn't know about a gay cry.
I want a gay cry.
I gay cry at too many things these days.
Like what?
You might have low testosterone.
Like, I'm watching that new show, We're Here, with Shangela. It's on HBO Max, which always has like, it's like the Oprah show. It makes you cry every episode.
I never cried during
Oprah. It's a phenomenal show.
You don't?
No.
Do you guys watch TV together, or are you watching separate shows?
We watch such different TV. I mean, it's like polar opposite. Like, he likes RuPaul and
Drag Race. Yeah.
I like
crime
shows.
She already has hers.
Right now, I'm just watching Leah Remini's Christian Scientology.
But I've gotten you into some shows. Let's be very clear, sir.
And then how often are you out? Because I feel like you're always.
Day.
Yes. Are you out every night?
Oh, yeah.
Every single night. You're doing something.
Yes.
Whether it's drinks or dinner or someone's house or working or.
Yeah, I mean, part of my job is to consistently entertain people, whether it's
network.
Friends or business. I mean, and always, you know, I could be at a restaurant for pleasure, and then somebody like the maitre d' will say, go over to that table, they want to buy a house. And I'll go over there, and then I'll sell them a $6 million house.
I imagine, on one hand, you know, he creates and provides a great living. But on the other hand, there are sacrifices. So what I've noticed being with him is that, you know, there are minutes where you lose him because he's on his phone or he's got to take a call.
Right.
Now, I imagine that it is constant interruptions.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just learn to live with that. Like, you get him for a moment and then you know that in 10 minutes you could lose him.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, you if you have to have a serious conversation with him, you basically have to like call all the assistants and let them know to block off all the calls and put it in the calendar, And then when he sits down, you have to tell him, like, you know, turn your phone off. If you want to have a serious conversation, if you just want to hang out, yeah, you just have to know that you're going to be hanging out with about 20 other people. Whether it's like when we're in the car and we're going to Palm Springs, I'm like, let's blast Britney and sing our, you know, our little hearts out. And he's like, nah, I'd rather be on the phone with clients. And I'm like, ugh. Let's just have some, you know, less time. But
so what are the things that drew you to him?
Oh, he was charming, dapper. I always say this. He says it's not true. But when we met when we were 21, it was at the Abbey. And it was like probably a Sunday fun day. And in my mind, which I think I'm right, he was wearing like an outfit that looked like silk pajamas. And I was like, that is unique.
Yeah.
So when we started talking, I just thought he was really funny. That's like what made me always like say hi to him when we saw each other out like over the years. But he was like very dapper and charming, which I loved.
I think you're fun. And I think you're funny. And he seems very spontaneous too.
Yes.
Not
he doesn't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
He'll do, you know, he can have a serious day of meetings and he'll say, let's go get a cheeseburger and a glass of wine. I'm like, what? Don't you have to prepare? Ah, no, I'll be fine.
Do you think though that that financial freedom has made you a little lighter?
Oh,
I mean, as you make more money and as you have more money, you kind of like, is it easier not to worry about the little things? So I just even notice, like with my kid, like when she or the dogs, whatever, they screw up a piece of furniture, or you know, I'm less reactive. Like, oh, you know what? It's just money. I can replace it.
I've kind of had that my whole life, been just like,
yeah,
whatever. Which is probably bad. Like, I think there was always an entitlement. So you know, when I was younger, I was just like, ah, oh, fuck it. It'll, you know, be taken care of or whatever. Which is not a great thing,
right?
But even if your parents try to teach you values, but you are just impossible to train, which is what I was basically. And so but that just kept going my whole life. But I mean, that's good and bad, I guess. I was always impulsive also, which led to like some of the worst things in my life and some of the best things in my life. Like it's when you're that impulsive or you're that reckless and you're that laissez-faire about everything, money, whatever, this, that, you know, it's what's brought me as high as I have been. You look confused.
No, I'm thinking about something.
And but it also gets you in trouble. So
no, what I was thinking is that you do have a filter, but you don't have a filter. And I was wondering in business if that somehow affects you negatively.
No.
When you have no filter.
No.
Or do people just
people
know
appreciate it?
Right, that you're going to be honest about whatever home they're looking at. Because
yeah,
you've
they
been
actually really like it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Like I'll throw, you know, I'll ask you about certain houses and addresses and areas, and I you know, sometimes you get a very blunt answer, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to look. If the client I know is going to buy a house from me, regardless, why not just tell them? And it also creates confidence. Like if I take them out to three houses and we walk in, and before I even ask them their opinion, I say, let's get the fuck out of here. This is garbage. And they might like the house, and they're like, okay, well, we kind of like it. I'm like, no, you don't like the house. Trust me. This is a horrible investment. Moving on. And then they really gain confidence. So then when you get to the final house, and I know they're going to like it because I've set it up this way in order of worst to best, and I'm like, look at this. Then they're like, oh, my God.
But do you ever, I mean, I imagine that sometimes, both of you, you have a client that buys the house that you don't necessarily think is the best buy for them.
Right. Well, I'll say to them, I'll say, look, you got this one and you got this one. I understand you like this, but let me just give you the pros and cons of both of them. You make your choice. It's not a bad house, but it's not as good as this house.
Right.
And then at least I've covered my ass. So if they ever want to resell in the future, I've given them all my reasons why.
I do this. I mean, a smaller scale, we do the same thing in the design business where I will tell someone, like, I think you're making a mistake with this. But I do have a rule. I tell them three times. And then in the third, by the time I've done the third time, we're done. We're letting it go and I'm moving on. But you're right. Then I feel like I've at least done my job.
Do you tell them this is a three-time rule ahead of
time?
Sometimes
they tell me. I had this woman in Newport who was building this, which is a story I've talked about before. She was building this really tall sweater tower, like in the middle of her closet. And this is, by the way, after we took out all these walls to create one of the biggest closets you've ever seen. And then she closed it up again with the sweater tower. And I said, I think this is a mistake. You know, you've spent all this money taking all these walls and opening this up. And I remember I kept saying through it. And I said the third time, she goes, is that the third time? And I said, yes, it is. She's like, good. We're moving on. We're not talking about this again. I said, okay.
That was good.
And I kind of loved her for shutting me down.
Oh,
but I also
that.
Felt like, good, I'm being heard. I'm being heard. You heard me. So
I
now
love that.
I've never thought about it again.
How big is her closet?
It's pretty, pretty fucking big. Yeah.
I was in Candy Spelling's closet last night. 4,000 square feet.
Oof.
The closet.
Is that a joke?
I'm not kidding you. Literally 4,000 square feet. We're going shopping today downtown, by the way.
What I love about that story, because you told me this morning, is that so she has a driver, right? Mm-hmm. So the driver is taking you and Candy downtown.
The chauffeur drives the two of us.
In
the
what
car?
In
her Mercedes.
Okay.
Which she knows how to drive, but she'll drive it like once a week. And the other day she's like, how do I turn the lights on? I go, to the left of the wheel, there's a little dial. You turn it to the right. And she's like, oh my God, this is amazing. Because she never drives the car at nighttime, right? So the driver will take us downtown. And if we're going to Costco, a van will follow us. And we'll go in there and load the car up.
So you're going to Costco today with
Candy? No, Costco's next week. Today we're going downtown to the Furniture Mart.
Okay, so next week there will be a van following, and then you guys are going to hit Costco. Now, will you buy at Costco as well?
Of course.
Okay.
We both will.
Get two vans then.
You'll have two vans.
Yeah, I want
Candy's
Christmas
very cost conscious. Like, she'll look at every single label in there, and you'll spend 4 hours with her.
It's all Kirkland.
Oh, my God.
But what she doing? She's one person. What's she doing with all this shit?
She collects. Literally, we'll talk at sometimes 4 a.m. She'll be up on Live Auctioneer buying stuff. If she buys one thing, she buys 100. Like if she buys a doll, she'll buy 100 dolls. If she buys a antique matchbook, a silver matchbook, she'll buy 100 of them. That's her shtick.
Maybe she could send some of those supplies over to Tori's house.
Oh,
she probably use it.
Not gonna touch that one.
All right. So I wanted to ask you. So now you had this long courtship, right? 2 years. How did you propose? Did you propose to Bobby, or did Bobby propose?
Well, Bobby wanted to propose to me, but I said, no, that's not happening.
Okay.
So we were in Paris, and I had organized at the George Cinque, which is the Four Seasons Hotel. I organized a flash mob in the hotel.
Were your parents there, too?
Of course.
Yes. I think I recall seeing this on Instagram.
Yeah, my parents were there. We all were in Europe together, and... I told him we were going, it was fun.
To a Marc Jacobs
I told him we were going
show.
To a Marc Jacobs fashion show, which is kind of stupid because it wasn't fashion week. So that was tip number one. and tip number two is like Marc Jacobs wouldn't be having a fashion show in Paris. So anyway,
I wouldn't know that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that.
Why would he have a show in Paris, Jeff?
I don't know.
Come on.
Cool. All right, so go ahead.
Anyway, so I can see you haven't been to Paris Fashion Week.
No, I haven't. I have not. It's not on my bucket list either.
It's okay.
Really?
Don't care.
We need to go.
Go ahead.
With Julia Hart and Josh Fark.
Yes, Julia Hart for sure.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so then I'll let you finish the story.
What?
I don't know, you finish the story.
I don't know. I mean, you did 80% of the story.
Well, I know. I was getting tired. You did the last 20.
I was getting tired.
I'm sorry we interrupted you.
Wow. Interrupted his texting break. we were going to a Marc Jacobs fashion show allegedly at 9 o'clock in the morning. So I knew something was up, but I didn't think it was going to be a proposal. And then we're walking down, and I'm like, "This is interesting. Like, this doesn't look like where you'd be going for a fashion show." And then by the time it kind of clicked, it's when all the the dancers start, and they all got together, and it was like to 4 of my favorite songs, of course, Mariah Carey, Very Gay.
I mean, that sounds, it sounds very gay, and it sounds very over the top. I would hate that, personally, but that's just me. And I know, I did see pictures of your beautiful wedding, was it the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Yes.
I would hate that also, only because I would, no, it's good for you, it's great for you. I just, it just seems like a lot of money to spend, number one. Number two, I'm just not into, I wouldn't want a big wedding.
Well, good thing you weren't invited.
Oh
no! I like observing big weddings. Mm-hmm. It's just not something I want for myself.
I wanted to get married with like 20 people in Capri. That's what I wanted, but the wedding turned out beautiful. It was so much fun.
You would have been invited had we been friends at the time.
Okay. Yes. I wanted to ask you, who initiates sex more? Would it be you?
Sure, me.
You,
Joshua.
And then, are you guys on the same sleep schedules? Mm-hmm. So, what time do you go to bed, Bobby?
I'm an early riser, so I like to jump in bed by like 10:30.
What about you?
3, 4.
Okay.
Whoa.
So does that mean, do you guys sleep in the same bed then? Or do you sleep in different rooms?
Half the time.
Well, it depends. I mean, if like my parents do the same thing. Like if, because he likes to sleep with the TV off, I like it on. So I'll start in one room or whatever. We'll do something like that. But usually we don't fall asleep at the same time. Like he'll go to bed first and then I'll come upstairs.
Do you guys spoon? Or do you sleep on the opposite ends of the bed? Is some
upper it? I mean, I sleep on my back.
And
he
I sleep
sleeps
on
actually
stomach.
On his stomach.
Oh, what did we read about that? Because we were reading.
I'm looking.
We were reading about what sleeping positions say about your sex life.
Who can sleep and spoon at the same time? You get hot.
I think some people start off spooning, and then you maybe turn around and move
roll
to the
away.
Other side. Yeah.
Like, there's times, away. Like, I'll fall asleep, like, he'll say, you know, lay on my chest, but once I do that, I'm out in, like, 2 seconds. So it's not really cuddling.
Bobby, just so you know, when you sleep on your stomach, it's a sign of protection of the front of the body. So this could indicate vulnerability, lack of control, or anxiety.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Just want to let you know.
Interesting.
Lack of sexual trust in a relationship.
Well, Josh has been very handsy before, and I was sleeping. I woke up and goes, did you know what I did to you last time? I'm like, no, what?
Yeah, that's true.
That's why you sleep on your stomach, to protect yourself.
Yeah, with my chastity belt.
But you might be sleeping, you should probably sleep on your back. If you want to protect yourself.
He wouldn't know how to lift that leg.
What's sleeping on your back? Oh, so wait, I sleep on my back. So that means.
Yeah, what is that one? There's, because they have the Space Hog, Tangled, Liberty Lovers, the Unraveling Knot, the Nuzzle or Snuggle, Back Kissers.
Oh, okay.
So just basically your backs are touching.
Very intimate.
Yeah, that's very intimate. And then obviously spooning. But I don't know anybody who spoons. You're right. Nobody spoons all night.
You can't all night.
It's so hot and uncomfortable. But I think it's good to start off like that.
Yeah, it's sweet.
I spoon with the dog sometimes.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people spoon with their pets.
Yeah.
I think that's sweet. We're going to take a quick break. Bobby, congratulations. I hear you're on Home Shopping Network this weekend, Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Yes, thank you.
What are you selling?
So the company's Honey Bunch Naturals. It's a company out of New Zealand, and we're selling our Manuka honey.
And you're doing a cooking demo, right? Live?
Ish. Yes, it's live, which is why I'm freaking out, but you'll give me the tips about that. So the way it works, I mean, you've done it, but I'm not actually cooking live. It already has to be made. So
okay.
I'm doing like a martini, because hello. I mean,
right
minds think alike. Yeah, with
that's
honey.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's a good one. That's like a fall-inspired one. A little cranberry, a little honey.
Vodka or gin?
Vodka.
So you're doing that?
Doing that. Breakfast smoothie and then a chocolate Manuka honey truffle.
And you're going to show everyone how to make this live. You'll be on for what, 40 minutes?
That's what they say. They say that's the thing. Like, this is my first time. I'm a virgin. So I don't know, but they say to prepare to be on for 40 minutes.
So you've been doing all these rehearsals and tech tests and all this via Zoom, because you're going to be live from your kitchen in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Okay, so I did QVC and I had to go to I think it was Pennsylvania, right?
I think that's where I went.
Westchester, that's where I went. And so first of all, you spend months and months and months and you're designing all these products, right? And you had to have, I think they told me I had to have 12.
What did you sell?
I sold everything. I sold, like, you know, rugs and ottomans. And
wow.
But they had this hurricane. We did this really kind of big, huge hurricane lamps and like candle holders.
Okay.
But they were big. And I found out last minute that they didn't, because QVC did the manufacturing, that they didn't pass the flame test. So you want me to sell a hurricane candle that you cannot light a candle in because it doesn't pass the flame test. They said, well, you could use one of those candles with the batteries in it. And I said, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm not going to sell it. And they said, well, then if you don't have 12 products, we can't give you an hour. So I said, all right, so you can sell the product. So what happened is that I'm like into all of these products. Then when we got to the hurricane candle, I literally just shut up and like looked away. And then the host came in and sold the candle. I mean, it just felt so obvious to me. But what happened was I really burned a bridge there because I was a little immature then, more so than now.
How long ago was this?
God, I don't know. Like maybe 7 years, 8 years. I'm just guessing. I don't know. It was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But do you remember Tracy Hudson from Extreme Home Makeover? Remember that huge, huge, huge show?
Oh, yeah. It was on ABC or something.
Well, she and I, what happens is when you go to Westchester, I don't know if it's the Sheraton or whatever, but everyone stays at the same hotel, which is kind of fun because it's a big party. So
if
Tracy,
it's a nice hotel it is.
Yeah, so yeah, that's like the nicest hotel there. The beds were actually really comfortable. Anyway, so everybody hangs out in the bar, and Tracy Hudson was there, and she and I like instantly became friends. So we started drinking, and we started talking about each other's deals, and I realized she got such a better deal than me because you basically negotiate a percentage for a licensing deal. I was so fucking pissed. And I was like, I'm never working with these fuckers again. I can't believe I feel so, I got so screwed. And when you get there, when I showed up, you have like a blank stage. I thought it was already going to be furnished. They said, no, you have to furnish your own stage. So I had to go into a warehouse and pull furniture. And it took forever. It took me like a whole day to set the stage. So I was pissed about that. Mm-hmm. Then So they give you a list. They're very controlling. They give you a list of all these things you can't say, you can't do. They're like, don't wear jeans. You can't drink when you're live. So I was so mad, and I knew I probably wasn't going to come back. So I put on jeans. I walk on the stage with two fucking bottles of wine. I open up, and I proceeded to get drunk live. For an hour.
We have to find this footage.
For an
Wait,
hour.
But they started filming you. Didn't they say you can't come on with the... Didn't they take it from
you? I walked live. Right on. Like, you can't... It's live. Like, you can't...
They
just
didn't
walk.
See you holding the bottles
what
on stage,
What are they
going right?
to do? They can't... They're alive. Like, you can't just... They couldn't pull me off the stage. And at one point... actually, I walked on with one bottle. And when I finished the first bottle, I walked off stage live to get the second bottle.
I don't remember the story.
No, I swear to God. And the hostess was like, Jeff Lewis just left. And I came back with a second bottle.
Can we find this anywhere?
I mean, I hope it went away. Because then I'll tell you, as I started getting drunk, there was... I was really actually proud of this ottoman. And I had said... It was like a stool or whatever. And I said, even a, you know, I said, it's a very strong, very well made. I said, even a great big fat person could sit on.
Oh, no.
The customers that are watching the show.
I got so much fucking hate. I got so much. But then what happened is, and they're like, basically, they wouldn't even look me in the eye when I was done. And then
well,
I thought.
Also, you were cross-eyed probably.
Yeah.
Seeing double.
How have you not been canceled yet is what I don't understand.
I have not. We were just talking about this last night. I don't know.
Well,
let's
not put that in the
same. I have
like
9 lives. But anyway, so then I knew I was done and I didn't care. Like they think they fired me. No, when I went did all that, I was already quitting. But what happened was, is that for 3 days, no one said a word, right? They're just, it was done. It was like crickets. But then people are like, when's that guy coming back?
Yeah, right.
Because it was so nuts. And then, but it just didn't make sense. The money didn't make sense with my shitty licensing percentage. All the time I spent designing the products and then the travel, and you have to pay for your own travel, and then I had to like do my whole set. It just the money didn't make sense. I could do someone's kitchen locally here and make more money than all the time. It was just I don't know.
It's good exposure.
I don't know. All I did was alienate people.
But that's nothing like different than your life anyway.
That's true.
That's true.
So you're telling me I should get drunk on Sunday? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying do the opposite.
He's advising you to do the opposite. Yeah.
Do the opposite of what I did. Okay, so speaking of alienating people, what's happening with Frederick? Because I read something yesterday that you guys are not, I don't know, you're not good or so.
You know, we did watch What Happens Live last night and we were all on the show. He chose not to come on, which I think is an admission of guilt. He, I'll just say whatever was, you know, I was in negotiations to move companies, right? And it was not a signed deal. It was not a done deal. I hadn't even really made up my mind yet. It was kind of like, do I want to? Oh, do I not? And he leaked it to the press that I was moving companies.
You know for a fact he leaked it?
Yes, we know for a fact.
Okay. Did he admit it?
No. In fact, he asked for a public apology. He went on a ranting text message thread. Oh, look, Josh Altman's calling me, my new BFF. Mm-hmm. We went on a ranting text message thread. I demand a public apology and blah, 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 blah. You know how you get defensive when you're lying or something? Anyway, so... And I can say all this because it was, you know, whatever. So anyway, yes, I do know for a fact. And he still has not called me or even come near me because he knows, like, I'm going to rip his head off.
Oh. So is he on a Million Dollar Listing New York still and L.A.?
No, just L.A.
Okay, so he's now off New York.
He is off New York, correct.
And is that because he has moved here permanently or what's...
He has
I thought
moved
that
here
was a strange. Okay.
Well, and the best is he makes comments about when it's leaked that I moved to Douglas Elliman. He goes, so happy for you. Go fuck yourself. Like, literally leaks it. And this wasn't obvious. It says in the Real Deal article that mentions I'm moving companies, it says Josh Flagg joins Frederick Eklund at Douglas Elliman Beverly Hills. Don't you think it's a little strange they didn't mention Tracy or Josh Altman?
Right.
Or Heather Altman.
Or Heather Altman, or Bobby Boyd.
We love Heather Altman.
My queen.
Oh, she's my BFF.
I love her so much.
I'm actually, I talk a lot with Matt Altman. I like Matt Altman.
I love Matt Altman.
Yeah.
He's hysterical.
He's a funny guy. So we did want to talk about a few important news stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I had no idea. Apparently, and you guys, I mean, this is important. I think this is a public service announcement. So for people that have had COVID, you know, once you some people, you know, they have it for 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah, and then you get tested and you think, you know, and you're tested negative. Well, apparently your sperm can still carry the infection for up to 11 weeks after you've been cleared of COVID.
What?
That's what I read. This is what I read.
So you're not going to be doing that T for D, whatever it is?
I think if you swallow, you're fine.
No, that's ingesting the virus.
That's why I always swallow.
You're becoming an incubator.
Or you just maybe aim for the chest?
No,
I feel like
necklace.
That's safer.
Yeah.
Aim for the
No eyes or nose or mouth, right?
Yeah. I think that could probably explain Megan's sore throat. I don't want to slut shame, but it could have something to do with it.
We're very sex positive, but
yeah,
you're right. We should contact trace that back.
So life is short. Get off.
Maybe why all those assisted living homes, I mean, it just spreads like wildfire.
You're so right.
Yeah. You've heard that, right? How much sex goes on in those?
Absolutely. Totally STD central.
What?
Yeah,
like statistically, like
yeah,
the
second,
STDs are rampant.
The second you can check me in, I'm ready. whenever I qualify.
Because they're not worried about getting pregnant, so they're probably not wearing condoms. So, and then therefore they're...
And they are drinking earlier. They're probably drinking with breakfast.
I would.
Yeah, start early. What's the point? They're not working.
That way's going to be so fun. I'll check you in as soon as you can go, and then I'll just come and hang out and drink.
I'm going to stick you in the Shalom home when you're older.
Now, this probably happens to you, Josh, but... The man, I don't know if he has the world's biggest penis.
He says he does.
Okay, but anyway, a man with a very, very large penis was stopped by airport. I don't know if it's crooked like yours,
yes.
But he was stopped by airport security due to a suspicious package.
Object.
What happened was they thought he had something in his pocket, and when they looked at the X-ray, you know, there was something very large against his thigh. So then they searched him. It turns out that he had his dick flaccid was 8.5 inches, but erect, it's 13. Apparently, it's 13.
Was
and
it
half
erect
inches.
Or was it not erect?
That's not a husband penis.
No. It was not erect.
No.
They just assume he left something in his pocket.
I get stumped by TSA for my fat ass all the time.
You do?
All
they
the
think
time.
Something's in your back
They're
pocket.
They're like, there has to be something in those Mazel jeans.
I want to say that's why I got stopped in Dallas, but I think it was
it's
the hardware
not,
in my
no,
spine.
No, it's not the spinal surgery.
I think
hardware.
It's the, yeah.
It's a huge package.
So that really happened.
Wow.
Apparently.
Well. Yeah.
But, okay, so here's the thing. You know, there's a little bit of dick envy sometimes, like, right? But if you saw a picture of the guy, he's so not hot.
Well.
Too bad.
Yeah. It's because, you know,
God
isn't
that generous.
You wouldn't
want a 13-inch dick, though. Would
was
you?
He old or young?
13 and a half.
Absolutely not.
Was he young or old?
Show a picture of him.
He's
he's not cute at all.
Oi.
30s.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
I mean,
at
no,
B,
but that is
at
good
B Boyd, LA.
Yeah,
how does that get leaked? Do you think
slide
he like he
DMs.
Wrote like I just got stopped at TSA for my big dick?
He's public. Like, I think we've talked about this guy before because he claims to have the largest ever, right? So
I don't think 8 inches is the largest dick ever.
No,
13 and a half.
13
when
and a half erect. He's 8 and a half flaccid.
That's more than
a
foot long.
I had a 12-incher once.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I said I had a 12-incher. No, not me. Like, I, you know, was with a 12-incher once.
Oh, okay. Well, not recently, I hope.
No.
It was
last night.
Pre-2017.
Yes.
Okay.
2016.
All right, so do you still stay in contact with him?
How is he doing?
Well, they're pen pals.
The irony is we're
is
family friends. And no, he was closeted, and his parents are really close to me. I'm really close
to
them.
Oh, I know who this is.
So it was just like when we were in high school.
Oh.
Is he single now?
Is he local?
No, he's married.
Okay.
To a man?
No, to a woman.
Oh, so you just happened to see it. Or
no,
you were with it.
Yeah,
with
many
him.
Times.
Oh, and now he's married to a woman.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, normal.
Awkward.
Well, when he's ready to leave her, give him my number.
Okay.
Maybe they're poly. You can join.
Hmm.
Are you guys going to do the, because Project Angel Food keeps reaching out because they want me to volunteer. I'm not going to. I thought they were.
No.
I thought.
I'm not waking up at the crack of dawn to. Pass out turkey.
They're looking for volunteers to deliver.
Yeah, not happening.
You do drive very fast, so you might actually be great at that.
Yeah,
I feel like
you could drive the van very
you
quickly.
Could do a 2-hour shift in 45.
Yeah, because I think they want people to deliver, one person to deliver 8 meals. I could probably do 24 meals at the same
time.
So maybe you should do it then.
I don't know.
Did you finally pay
them?
Well,
it takes two people. You need someone to drive and
fuck
someone
off,
to get
Josh.
Out of the car.
I did pay them. And then I made another donation a week ago because I felt guilty.
Because you felt guilty, right?
Because I dragged
interest
them.
Interest and penalties? Yeah. This cheap ass didn't fucking pay.
Oh my God, Josh. That is not what happened.
Tell them the truth. And then he comes in our bathroom and is doing cocaine.
Oh my God. You can't say that shit. I do not do drugs at all.
You told us, remember?
Josh, you can't say that shit because that is not true.
You told, we're kidding, because remember you said they thought you were doing cocaine in the bathroom?
Oh, okay, good. Because, yeah, please don't make those.
No, you came in the store. Remember you were sweating like a pig, and then everyone at the party probably thought.
Yes, yeah. They thought I was doing drugs. No, that's right.
FYI, disclosure, he was not doing cocaine at our party.
No, I was going through menopause.
Yes.
And I started sweating uncontrollably, and that's when I went into the bathroom.
And everyone thought you were doing cocaine.
They say it's a thing.
That was a different, night. That was a different night.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So what happened was, Josh, and let me just reiterate, I did donate, I think it was $3,300, and I forgot my credit card. So if you remember correctly, I contacted you the next day to avoid you saying something like this. I said, give me the guy's number. I got to call him right now. I've got to give him my credit card because the last thing I want is someone on Monday to say that I didn't pay. So that's what happened. Then when I did maybe talk a little negatively about the event and I felt bad, that's why I made another donation.
Right.
So just so you know, and I probably will feel guilty around Thanksgiving. So I'll probably make another donation.
To make
me feel less, because I'm not going to drive those meals
right
anywhere.
What about Christmas?
I know I'm not going to go to the kitchen. Probably I'm probably not going to drive any meals. So to alleviate my guilt, I'll probably make another donation.
And they need the cash, so it's good.
Yeah.
But if somebody lives locally in Los Angeles, I think it's a great cause. I think they need 200 volunteers. I think this is a way to give back without, you know, if you don't have the money to donate.
If you have the time.
It's a great way to give back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's Thanksgiving morning. I think they're feeding 1,000 people. It's just, I don't want to.
You want to watch the parade. You want to watch the parade.
I don't blame you. I did it 1 year and that was it.
Did you deliver the meals?
No, I packaged them in the kitchen with
Charo.
Now
that seems kind of fun. Like with Charo and me, that seems fun.
They don't do that.
No, that's not what they're asking. They want me to drive. They don't want me in the kitchen.
I love that woman, by the way. She always goes, Yashua, you need to run for president. I go, you're a fucking crazy bitch.
Will there be celebrities there? Because I wonder if I could, A, T for D,
but also
T for G, troll for guests.
Right.
Cheryl Teagues and Charo, though, they always go.
Are there a lot of celebrities there? But see, they don't want me in the kitchen. I think everybody has already signed up for the kitchen portion.
Now they need drivers.
Nobody wants to drive.
No. Well, Candy Spelling, get her and her chauffeur.
And the van.
Get the van.
Hello, got the van.
That's a great idea. How does she give back?
I don't know what her charities are. Probably animals. She's obsessed with dogs, literally.
Okay.
I'm going to assume animals.
Well, I thought that was going to be a joke. She's obsessed with animals. She wears them. That's how she gives birth.
That's funny.
All right. I want to take calls for Bobby Boyd and Josh Flagg. Cynthia in, looks like, D.C. Morning.
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. Huge fan of all of you, and mostly Jeff forever and ever before I even had kids. So I love you so much. I want to start with some shade and then the praise. There is only one Josh on the millionaire, whatever, listings of Beverly Hills. There's only one Josh, and it is you. The other one, something about him makes me nuts. But love you. You're the best, Josh. And then Bobby, I just recently discovered on Instagram, and if anybody has not started following him, the DIY drinks and little pumpkins and your fabulous trips with Josh, everything about you and the good looks, amazing.
And then to follow you, at B Boyd, B-O-Y-D.
L-A. B-Boyd L-A.
Okay. B-Boyd L-A.
Or TikTok, B-Boyd Bobby L-A. Boyd Living.
That's or so BobbyBoydLiving.com. There's just so many ways
to find you.
And then make sure to check out Bobby on the Home Shopping Network this Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And you're doing three different recipes that people can learn from, correct?
Yeah. So the main star is the Manuka honey that we're selling. I'm just giving them ways that they can incorporate into their lives. We're going to be on Instagram Live at the same time, TikTok Live at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fun.
So it's going to be all platforms. And just, you know, come have your Sunday fun day with me and have some fun.
Bridget in Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in agreement with the last caller. I'm calling to say, Bobby, I live for your cooking on TikTok. It totally feeds my ADHD. I have about that much attention to learn a recipe, and you get it done quickly and filmed beautifully.
Oh, thank you. Got him. Gonna blush.
You're going to gay cry.
I'm going to gay cry.
Oh, gay cry. Thanks, Bridget. You're making him gay cry.
I'm like, are these my family members calling?
Cole in Canada.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hell, how's it going?
Going
Josh,
good.
Right? I met you a couple of years ago. You came to Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, to our brokerage. I don't know, a couple of years ago. Anyways, 2-3 years ago. But you're in L.A. I wanted to know if you needed some help down there.
Help with what?
Real estate.
Real estate.
Good at the moment.
Okay. What brokerage you at now?
I'm at Douglas Elliman in Beverly Hills, maybe not Niagara Falls.
Yeah, but he looks like he's looking to relocate.
Oh, okay. Why don't you send us an email?
To where?
Bobby@joshflag.com.
Contact us at joshflag.com.
Okay.
Thanks, Cole.
Good luck, Cole.
Sam and Dana Point.
Hey, yeah, this is a call for Josh. I'm thinking about getting a nose job, and I know you've had several nose jobs. I'm just wondering, who was your last surgeon that you went to?
Yeah, he did a good job, that last surgeon.
Yeah, I went to Bernard Markowitz. He's good for noses. Very good for noses.
So you wouldn't recommend the other previous two?
I would certainly not.
Oh.
So you've done it, what, 3 times?
Uh-huh.
And the third time, they got it right.
Third time's a charm.
He got it right the third time. So what's his name again?
Bernard Markowitz.
Just a nose guy. That's all he does.
No, he does everything. He does boobs, nose. He's just, he's a very good nose doctor.
Great. Okay. Rich in Philadelphia, good morning.
Rich.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Josh, first off, I just want to say that was an amazing thing you did for Tracy on last night's episode, man.
Thanks.
I know you're not looking for a pat on the back, but.
No, I am.
Really
actually,
cool.
His love
Words
language.
Of affirmation.
Yeah, that's
actually,
his love language.
Absolutely.
He's turned on.
Yeah.
Nice, Rich.
You definitely cemented your trips to Tracy's house, I guess, for the rest of your life. So you're all set there. So
just paid her
Thanks.
Back for all that, too.
I had a Josh, I just had a quick question. I know, since you switched brokerages, was that must have been a really hard decision for you. I just was wondering real quick, what all went into that?
I was presented a very, very fair offer.
Money. Better split.
Money.
Okay.
Better split.
More money.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Well, listen, guys, I appreciate your time. And obviously, I love Million Dollar Listing. And Jeff, you're the best. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. What happened last night? Because I didn't see the episode.
Oh, Tracy wanted to buy a house and she was being cheap and she wouldn't come up, a couple hundred grand. And so I, instead of taking a commission, I, just got her the house.
Wow. 200 grand.
Wow.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
That could be a
wow,
trip to
Wow, that's very
Hawaii,
generous.
Though.
Yeah. It's another couple of weeks in Maui.
That's a lot of
right?
angel food.
Yeah, you could have fed a lot of kids.
I know, right?
And adults.
Exactly. Tracy needs that house, though.
Yeah.
Tracy really needs the money.
All right, make sure to check out Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles. It airs Thursdays, 8/7 Central on Bravo. Also, Home Shopping Network this Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific. Bobby Boyd will be on. You don't want to miss that. Also, Instagram Live, TikTok, all at the same time, simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
Thanks, guys, for being here. Have a great weekend, everybody.